You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Sleigh bells ring. Hey, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings our song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll come.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
I'm so excited. Well, Hanukkah's over.
It is over.
But that's okay. Happy everything.
Kwanzaa, too. Is Kwanzaa over?
I don't believe so. I think it still goes on through early January.
Happy holidays to you all out there.
Yay! Are you very excited?
I am.
So, now, you're celebrating family stuff, all kinds of good stuff, family.
We are going to England.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
So, you're going to be there with my mom and my family over there, see friends. I miss England. I love it so much.
Aww.
So it's great to go back.
Well, because it's a holiday and it seems to become a holiday tradition, we have brought our better halves into the studio with us. My husband, Sean, your husband, Van.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey.
So you can ask my husband, Sean, since I'm the Jew, about his Christmas. We go to his family every year down in Middle Georgia.
Middle Georgia.
No, we don't. They go to Jonesboro, which is like south of Atlanta. I mean, it's only about 30 miles south of the city.
Okay, so everyone from Middle Georgia comes up to McDonough.
There's some of those people, yeah, that come up. McDonough, yeah, but...
They're all so wonderful. They're the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, I'm from a very... it was an interesting... you know, we came up to Atlanta when I was probably 10. You know, so I grew up in the city, but I was born, literally, the town I was born in, no kidding, it now has a caution light, but when I was born there, it had a post office, a U.S. post office, Cooper's, which was the gas station convenience store, where my grandfather and grandmother had a tab. So, like, they would send me up there and just put it on the account. Like, has that ever happened? And the Baptist Church, and that's it. Like, that's the whole town. So, it's just really interesting because I come from a very, you know, sort of... very rural, you know, group, and they're really sweet. Folks.
They're so sweet.
But I can't understand kind of
sometimes.
Thing, you know?
I thank God he has to translate for me often because they have such beautiful southern heavy Georgia accents, and they probably look at me like that girl talks really fast. But I can't understand sometimes what they say, and they have the funniest sayings ever. Like, and it takes me a minute to kind of put together what they're saying.
Yeah, so you know, Holly's from Chicago, and she's Jewish, and I obviously come from the South, you know, in the American South. For our international listeners, they probably I don't know how much they know about our cultural splits here, but
it's pretty split.
It's decidedly different, right? So we go the first time, and we're doing the normal thing. Everybody's just hanging out, you know, talking. It's a lunch. It's Christmas Eve lunch, and they bring in food and the whole deal.
Oh, so good, all home cooked.
Yeah, it's all, you know, cooked and, you know, bad stuff, you know, greasy, you know, the whole nine yards. Mm. And so my cousins, Pam and Neil, are the ones that throw this thing, and they're like, oh, come in for the cake.
Time for cake.
And Holly jumps up and is like, I love cake. And I'm like, hang on a second, just hold back. I don't know if this is exactly going to be up your alley just yet. And she goes, what do you mean? I want to go. And my mom is like, she's like, you don't. So you go in and everybody starts to sing.
Well, if she wants to go, you should let her, Sean. Let her go.
So, everybody
just be there to hold her when it's over.
So then all of a sudden everyone begins to sing happy birthday. And so Holly is like, oh, someone's birthday at Christmas. Like,
that's
whatever.
So cool.
And she's like, whose birthday is it? And I said, Jesus.
And I go, what do you mean?
And I'm like, Christmas, right, Jesus. And they do a happy birthday Jesus cake.
Oh, every year, a big cake. Yes. It says happy birthday, yes. Jesus, and they light the candles. And I get it. That's what it's about, right? Yeah. But the big question is, who blows the candles out?
And who then, did?
I don't know, because I kind of went running from the room for a second. I had to gather myself. I didn't know, but it was great. It's a great, and you know what? That's what the holiday's about. It's
you know
Jesus
what, though? And then again, absolutely. I felt a little odd about that. But then we have Passover. And, you know, she's like, oh, who's going to blow out the candles? And this is crazy. And then all of a sudden at Passover, there's an empty chair for Elijah.
No, just it's a cup of wine.
And I'm like,
chair.
And I'm like, you have an invisible man
it's
and you
prophet.
Give him, and you give him wine. So don't lay off the Jesus cake. Okay. Let's have a little bit of perspective.
It's Elijah. He's a prophet. And he just comes by and sips the wine. And as a kid, when you watch that, you're like, did you see it go down? I think Elijah's here. Cause in part of the Seder, you open the door to let Elijah in. And we all watch the wine like, okay, where is he now? Is he now? I think I just saw him sip it.
Yeah, well, but you know what? Jesus really doesn't need doors, so Jesus won. Elijah zero.
Well, here we go. But then here's the best part. It's so then after the first year of cake, they said the next year, it's time for cake. And I'm like, oh, goody, I love cake. Oh, right. And then not only was there the cake with the candles, but there was a present for Jesus. And so my question is, what do you buy Jesus for Christmas? And who opens the present? What
I'm
was
pretty
in there?
Sure this year he wanted a Kindle Fire.
Is it just like a present as in there's nothing actually in it?
Symbolic, yeah. There's nothing in it.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It's just
there's nothing
it's, for
in
the,
it?
It's for the kids.
What do you mean the kids?
The present. It's a little pomp and circumstance. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of
it's just show the kids, not for the kids.
It's all about giving and the whole.
Well,
you know.
I have pictures, so I will send them to you. We could put them up on the podcast
Please
site
do.
Because it's beautiful cake.
There's not an
a
actual
really cool
gift
present.
In the present for Jesus.
I just want to see this Jesus cake.
I have it. I'm
oh,
gonna.
There's a picture.
Yeah, I've got pictures, and I'm gonna.
Okay.
We'll put it up on the website for you. So anyway,
when you
Merry
think
Christmas.
You've heard it all, when you think you've heard it all, there's always something else that comes and surprises you.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Holly is showing us a picture of the cake. It says happy birthday, Jesus.
Speaking of poinsettias, don't let your dogs eat them.
And there's the present, happy birthday, Jesus, with a happy birthday, Jesus tag on it.
Is that just, I thought that was like a bag.
No. It's an actually wrapped present. It's wrapped.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you right now.
Did somebody buy that or do they make it?
I have no idea. This is not, I don't know.
But they got it right. Because
yes.
Christmas is so overtaken now.
Oh
by
my gosh. It's like
gifts,
it's like an orgy of commercialism now. It's just become like this, it's materialistic. I mean, not that, and I'm not overly religious, but that's one of the beefs I have, you know, because you hear all about it now, the war on Christmas and, you know, all this stuff. And it's just this, like, Black Friday, which we saw where people are trampling one another and it's just hateful and ugly.
That's frightening.
And it's not, and that's one of the things that's funny when a few years back we went through a hard economic time. This was pre-Holly. My parents and I sort of made a pact, and I'm the first person on either side of my family to ever graduate from college. So, you know, they all worked hard, but never overly educated or whatever. And we just sort of said, okay, money's tight. So, we're not doing gifts anymore. We just want to be together and break bread and spend time with one another and appreciate. And it completely changes. Not that it's not good if you have the means, but it can't be about that. Like, even if it's no religious reasons, like, it's about fellowship and seeing people you love and that whole deal.
Do you see the Daily Show thing where Jon Stewart talks about how Christmas is encroaching on other stuff? Christmas is now, he was talking about the war on Christmas and everybody, you know, complaining that there's this war on Christmas. And his point was that there's not really, Christmas is doing just fine because it's now overtaken Thanksgiving. Because what used to be Black Friday is now turned into Black Thursday, which is what we used to call Thanksgiving.
Well, and also my wife, who was like, wanted to put the Christmas tree up the week before Thanksgiving.
The Christmas,
and I'm like,
the Christmas
kabush. Whatever.
The Christmas kabush.
Yeah,
it's
the Hanukkah
white
tree.
Plastic tree with blue. I'll send you a picture of that too.
We hybridized it.
But here's the thing about it though. So, you know, it's a white plastic tree and we put up blue ornament, blue and silver. So it represents both holidays.
Coexist.
But yes, exactly. But, it's like made out of the same stuff that plastic furniture, lawn furniture is, you know, how that yellows over time. So Sean dragged that thing upstairs. He goes, Holly. And I was like, listen, it's 3 weeks before Christmaka and I just cannot do this. So I'm out there. Spray painting my tree on the front lawn.
Image.
It was so.
And you
I'm
see,
wearing
spray painting
a running
your tree with
see,
what?
To me,
right,
and you see how it all comes full circle
me?
With the ruralness. Like she's well, spray painting a tree
say.
In the driveway.
That to me screams like a Chevy Chase movie yes. surrounded by Christmas with like when the guy's out there with the mobile home and it's Christmas morning and he's emptying the latrine part of the mobile home. He's like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
The bleeper's full. And he's just hollering to everybody. Same thing. Merry Christmas. Just painting the tree.
Exactly. I'll send you a picture. We're going to put up my Christmas kabush too.
Yeah.
So yes, but my neighbor across the way was like,
it's very
what
pretty
in
tree.
what on earth are you doing?
Do you know that went around the whole neighborhood? You know what those furries were doing.
What didn't help is that I was wearing a running bra and sweats with my big old gut hanging out, so I did look like Randy Quaid.
Do you have a Budweiser on the hood of the car?
Oh, it was a box of wine, Francia next to
me. Real tomato ketchup, Eddie?
Anyway, I'm sure you don't celebrate like the Furfur Arnolds do.
Please?
I think our Christmas is pretty normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Every year, we did, and I grew up doing the nativity play. At my mother's friend's Jennifer Cook's house in Wimbledon, she would put the nativity on every year. You go at Christmas Eve around 6 o'clock, and there'd be drinks and eats and stuff. And the kids had rehearsed at Jennifer Cook's house for about a week beforehand, and we put on the nativity. And so I started off as a king. My daughter was a king 2 years ago. I started off as one of the three kings, and the three kings are always... Well, the angels are the youngest ones, so I did start off as an angel. They're always about 3-4 years old. The kings are like 5-6, and then... the pinnacle is to be Mary. And so when I got to be Mary when I was about 12, I have to say I was one of the best Marys I'd ever had.
Award winning.
Really, I was very dramatic.
I'm going to reveal a family secret.
Please don't.
Yeah. Back in Victoria's early acting days, she played a nurse on I hope I don't offend British people who like this, but to me it's just a miserably poor television show.
Don't say EastEnders because I love that show.
It's related. It's called The Bill,
The Bill is a great show.
The Bill's NYPD slang for police, right? She played a nurse who was in a hospital and was looking after I believe it was a rape victim.
Yeah,
that was the crime in that episode. And so she showed up. She had I don't know 3 lines maybe, and you would think that she was playing Lady Macbeth with the intensity with the which she brought to the nameless nurse.
Do you need some more ice cream?
No, it's almost exactly that. She said, and it's become like a description. Like when she's shooting, when she comes back and, you know, we watch an episode of It's Me or the Dog or something, is like, and it's at a particularly dramatic one or something, or she really gets on somebody. The description is quite yogurty. And the reason is because she sat there as a nurse over the bedside on this television show. I've got the video. We should post the video.
Please,
I need to find it. Convert it from British.
Please, I will pay you.
But it's basically, she says, "Are you okay? Would you like some yogurt?" It's the most intense.
He's so exaggerated.
Under 5 extra line ever.
Intense.
A little bit yogurty.
When the police woman comes onto the ward and says she wants to see the victim, I was a little intense in that scene. Then when I asked the victim if she wanted some yogurt, I was a little less intense, but there's a lot of, I have a lot of yogurt
was that your, moments. Was that your television debut? I know you had done Dracula already.
Yeah, but that was my, that
was that
the,
your
my,
British television
big
debut?
TV debut.
Big break.
Yeah,
on the Bill, everybody's been on the Bill.
I know. It's
and
like every
it
actor in New York's
awesome
been on.
Show.
Yeah.
I was very proud of
put
it.
That up online.
I need to find it. It's in British PAL standard, you know, so I got to get it converted.
Given your description, I hear after the line, like the transitional sound effects from like not CSI, Law and Order.
Yeah.
Like, would you like some yogurt? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
I thought I was very good. But we were talking about the nativity. Yeah. Not about my...
Well, because you brought a lot of yogurt acting to your Mary.
Anybody that is overly dramatic, it's a yogurt moment. So I've had plenty of those yogurt moments throughout my It's Me or the Dog career as well. I admit it. I can be a little intense sometimes. And it all started with Jennifer Cook's nativity.
If you're not going to do it well, why do it?
Yeah,
at all?
No, you can at least say she was committed.
Absolutely.
There's nothing worse than a half-hearted.
Speaking of committed.
Well, yeah. You look at your wife like she should be.
At me.
Sorry.
Is something about to happen?
Yeah. All right, so
is this going to be like an intervention where they come get me because I like my Chardonnay? All of a sudden he goes, speaking of committed, and he looks at me like...
We all looked at you.
I know, like, this is what I'm afraid of. Isn't this is how those interventions start? We love you, Holly, but we think by the time you had your 5th Chardonnay last night...
Just be wary, because the wonderful Paula Bloom visits quite often, and you should, anytime she's going to be on, I think she was just on, and anytime there's going to be one of those, you should be wary.
That's right.
We need to be on our best behavior in case she psychoanalyzes.
But wait, so am I being committed or what?
No, so we decided that you guys have your Victoria's Animal Academy regularly, and we have been the subject sort of
of ridicule
of some of these quizzes in the past, and we thought Sean and I have developed a couple that are for the group, and I don't know the answers to Sean's questions, and he doesn't know the answers to mine.
Well, hopefully I do.
Oh, wait, so you guys already prepared this?
I'm not pre-prepared.
Yeah. So here we go. This is our holiday.
You're not allowed to talk again. You're not allowed to be friends anymore.
Holiday quiz that really I don't think has anything to do, not just with dogs, but even with animals.
So I don't think this whole podcast has anything to do with dogs. We'll have to mention dogs. Don't let them get poinsettias.
Don't eat chocolate.
Don't eat chocolate.
Don't eat cooked turkey bones.
Okay.
Which emperor is credited with standardizing December the 25th as Christmas Day?
Nero.
I know this.
No.
Sean?
It's Constantine.
You shouldn't. Wait a second.
No, I don't know.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know my quiz.
It's Gino?
I'm a Jew.
I believe it was Constantine.
Yeah, but you live in America.
And I believe it was around the 300s, maybe.
That's going to be my answer for everything.
Are you sure? You didn't look at this?
I did not.
Constantine, 325 AD.
Yes.
He's weird. Nice.
I'm good at trivia. You want to play trivia and wings?
Yeah, we play trivia. We win a lot of free meals. That's how we stay.
Okay, so now we're going to also, we pulled some Hanukkah.
Oh, okay, good. Questions. I'm in. Oh, boy.
So I'm going to start with the miracle of Hanukkah was what? We'll let the non-Jews know first.
It was that the oil did not run out in the lamps during, I forget what the sort of trauma was at that point that was going on. But
the Jews were being persecuted again.
Do you know how long?
10 days.
I want to say 8. No. Hold on. Alex is here.
Alex,
the
smartest child in the world.
She's got a mouthful of mini Oreos.
8 days.
Oh, look at her.
Nice
She's
work.
She's so smart.
For the win. FTW.
Yeah, 8 days.
It was Judah Maccabee, our hero, who was fighting off the Romans.
Yes. Why was he the hero?
Because he's the one who led him into the temple when they were trying to destroy everything. It was the destruction of the temple, and they had nothing. They had enough oil that should have lasted them only a few hours, but miraculously, it lasted them 8 days and 8 nights.
What book, this isn't in the quiz, but just out of curiosity, what book in the Old Testament / Torah is Hanukkah?
I think it's more of a folk.
It's not
thing.
In.
I don't know.
Scripture.
You know, I'm really bad with Bible.
Okay,
that's one of my questions. Actually, which holiday is not at all mentioned in the
Torah?
And
that would be the Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah
because it's more of a
it's
folk.
More of a tradition. Yeah.
I'm so smart. It's more of a. It's more of a folk thing. It's more of a. You know, and I. You know.
It's not one of the high holy. It's not.
Oh, no.
It just happens to be at the same time as big time Christmas.
Well, it's like Black Thursday at Target. Definitely.
Yeah,
not in
I
the
think
Bible
there might be
Christmas
a reason.
Story.
Is that because Christmas is so all encompassing? So it was kind of cool to have.
Probably. We probably said, hey, we need something to. Because, you know, to be honest with you, it was something that we celebrated, but it never was as big a commercial holiday until Christmas became a big commercial holiday. And then it was, you know, we get 8 nights of presents, and, you know, because to make up for the. One morning.
Which is like, because Christmas, obviously, if you, outside of the commercialism, is probably the benchmark Christian holiday, like Christmas, Easter.
We have Passover and the high holidays.
And Yom Kippur, obviously, is the
holiest of holidays
pinnacle,
for
right,
us.
For in the Jewish tradition.
Look at how well I've trained my closet Jew. Okay.
What relation was the Christ child to John the Baptist?
Again, I'm a Jew. Don't look at me. I don't even know who.
I'm a Christian, but
okay.
Don't look at
me. I'm going to say he was his uncle.
I don't even know this.
Did you not know that? Only when I read this did I remember that they were actually supposedly somewhat related.
Cousins?
I did not know that.
No closer than second cousin. Luke tells us that John's mother, Elizabeth, was Mary's cousin.
Oh.
And Mary was John's mom, right? Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't
the
you moan.
The gathered not the moan.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan.
Oh, I was singing the Temptations.
No. Fair do you on. Know that song out there? My mom used to sing me that song.
I do know that song.
You just got really embarrassed because I just sang.
I really don't like that song.
I don't like it either.
The only
it's
one
like
I know
Joshua
Pharaoh
fought
is.
The Battle of Jericho. I hate
Joshua
that song.
Joshua fought the Joshua Battle of Jericho. I
the
know
only
that
one I know is Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Whoa, whoa, let my people go.
Okay, listen,
go.
People are tuning out.
Alex,
yes.
Alex
okay.
knows that one.
All right, so you mentioned Judah the Maccabee earlier.
Judah.
Who was the father
of Judah?
This is impossible.
The father of Judah.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, so his name was Irving Strauss, and he had a latke shop on the corner, and that's why we have latkes during
his
Hanukkah.
His name was Ira Greenberg.
It was Irving Strauss. And Irving, he had a special little tick, and everybody felt badly for him. And so every year on Hanukkah, they would give him 8 ways to control your tick.
It was Matthias.
Wow. Go big, Holly.
Matthias?
Matthias.
Matthias.
Yeah, but even when she doesn't know what she's talking about, she sounds like she knows what she's talking
authority.
About.
That's scary, though.
What do you think people on the news do all the time?
All right, ready? Yeah. This is a super secular question.
Yes.
What did Harry Potter get for Christmas in his first semester at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry?
I know.
All right, we'll start with
Alex. We have my daughter here.
Yeah, you haven't read the books.
You know what
I
is?
Think I know, isn't it?
Oh, then let's get, because we know Alex is going to know and I know.
Alex will know. Okay, Alex.
Is it an owl?
What's your guess?
My guess was an owl.
No, that's not
I know what it is. You tell
like,
Alex because
like
I know what it
looks
is.
Convincing.
Alex looks shocked that you would say such a thing.
I just remember Ron's mom giving him a maroon sweater.
Okay, well, that's incorrect.
I was going to say, was it the wand?
That's strike three.
I think he got the wand at the same time as he got the owl before he was registered at Hogwarts.
Oh, Alex would like
was
a
it the Chamber
attempt.
Of Secrets?
It was not, nor the Prisoner of Azkaban. Hang on.
I think he got a broom.
Now we're just making things up.
No, okay. what is it?
An invisibility cloak.
Oh.
I could use one. Oh, I knew that, says Alex.
Oh, no.
All right. Next question.
Okay, let's keep it a little lighter than the Judas stuff.
What does the word Hanukkah mean?
It means...
here she goes.
She's just going to make up some more.
It means
BS.
Bright lights.
No, it does not.
Small dark city.
It does not.
Well, that's the name of my next book.
It does
bright
not.
Bright lights, small dark city.
That's it.
Hanukkah, I honestly don't know.
That's
Hanukkah, festival of lights.
Yeah, but that's not what it means.
The word Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. What does it mean?
Hanukkah means rededication.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I guess maybe
I
the rededication of the
question.
Temple that was destroyed. Then maybe then it would be an after... And afterwards?
Alex is nodding. She learned that at school.
Good.
What family tradition did President Franklin Roosevelt insist on performing every Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm.
British person?
I have no idea.
Was it the opening of a single gift?
Nope. You don't know this, Alex. No.
wasn't it the fireside chat, the speech to, you know, the...
Like
the
Queen's
message.
Speech.
Oh, that was fireside
What specifically
chat.
Did he do in these fireside chat? What was the chat about? What was the story?
The story?
That he...
The night before Christmas.
No, through the somewhat close.
No, but it was... What was it? I don't know that. I just know that he did the radio stuff. The radio chats?
Sitting beside the fire...
Yes, fireside chat.
He read aloud the Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol.
Oh.
Exuberantly acting out all the parts.
It was a yogurt moment?
Wow.
Tremendous yogurt moment.
I had an English teacher my freshman year of high school that did that. Quite well.
Oh, I bet that went on for a long time. I bet the kids were like, oh, no, please. Don't do that. Do we really
awesome.
Have to sit and listen to him again? Every year is the same.
Back in the 30s, all you had was radio, and there's your president doing it.
Oh,
that would
boy.
Have been awesome.
I have a question on here about math.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to skip it.
That would be good.
Okay, so a little bit. These are your ones that are knocked down. So, obviously, menorah, right, mm-hmm. is the when you light the candles to represent Hanukkah. So... In which direction do you place the candles?
You mean when you put them in the menorah?
Correct.
Well, everything goes from right to left.
When you're reading.
Because that's how you read and that's right. how you light the candles. And is this a trick question?
Correct. You place them in right to left. However, when you light the candles...
You light the shamash first.
You move in the opposite direction. It goes left to right.
No.
That's what it
That's
said.
Incorrect. You light right to left like we read.
This has Hebrew writing in it, and I'm assuming it's probably right.
I can't look at the... No. Mm-mm. You light right to left. Now, if you're observing the person and you're on the other side of the menorah, it appears left to right, but you light it the way you read it, from right to left. He's doing his double checking on the map, but I'm telling you, do right to left because you go outside to inside, and the shamash is the middle one, the candle that you light everything. This is way too detailed. You go.
Okay. This question actually relates to another holiday.
Okay.
But you're probably... I'd be surprised if anybody knows what that is. Where did the Grinch steal Christmas? From what town?
I know.
Alex knows.
I know.
Let Alex know.
Whoville?
Yes!
Yep. And do you know why it's called Whoville?
Because after the Who's, Virginia Who's, Charlottesville, University of Virginia.
Theodore Geisel, isn't that his name?
Yes.
Used to live on a mountain or a hill overlooking Charlottesville, where the University of Virginia, my beloved alma mater, is. And there was a tradition at UVA called Easters, thus the other holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened, I think, over spring break or Easter break. And it was apparently just a debauched, muddy, sweaty, nasty, alcohol-ridden weekend of horribleness that happened, and finally it got so out of hand that the school said, we're shutting down Easter's. And he wrote the story saying that that dean that did that was the Grinch that stopped Christmas.
Excellent. And that's why they call it Whoville. I didn't know that. Yes, that is interesting.
There you go. All right, Sean, it's you. Wow. We'll look up the candle thing, too. Sean?
Oh.
I'll read another one if you're not ready.
Yeah, go.
All right. Which newspaper assured a reader, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus?
Which newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a New York one. It's got to be... It's not the New York Times, but what's the old one? Like the Post? What's an old...
You're right. Keep going. No.
The New Yorker?
It's the New York something old.
The New York Post, the Times...
I don't think it exists anymore.
No, it's the New York... yeah, I'm not going to think of it.
Sun.
Sun.
Oh, the Sun.
The New York Sun, not the Sun.
Not the British Murdoch.
Sean, are you ready to read one, or are we still...
I just want to say that you light the Shamans first, then kindle the remaining candles from left to right.
Ooh. Holly is a bad Hanukkah scholar.
Wow, I got it totally. I've been doing right to left.
All right.
But see, now if I'm on the other side, it's left to right, right to left. It depends on where you're standing.
It's all based on perspective. Why do we kiss under the mistletoe?
Aw, because it's an opportunity.
Yeah, but what's the historical...
Oh, do you know what? I knew this.
Don't look at this paper.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking, but I did know it.
And he dreamed it up.
Well, we know mistletoe is a parasite, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's a parasitic plant.
Holly.
Wow. That took a dark turn.
It's what?
No, it's a parasitic plant. It feeds off trees. No, it's not.
Isn't it holly?
Mistletoe's not.
I want to say it's more like a fungus.
Like
it's not a parasite.
Oh. Okay.
A parasite is a bug.
No, but it still lives off
so it's like cuts
fungi
it.
Are alive. There's a fungus among us.
Why do you kiss under the
mistletoe? For the record, there's a you fungus named after my family, the furfur.
Okay, we need to tighten this up.
Yeah,
all right, ready?
Yeah.
The ancient Norse people. Oh, hold on. Alex says she knows this. I'll be shocked.
I just read it.
Okay. The ancient Norse associated mistletoe with their goddess of love. Norse meaning people
like
from Norway.
Norse mythology. Yeah.
But Norwegian.
That doesn't say why they kiss.
The goddess of love. No, they associated it with
I,
it.
I really don't. Can I just... I don't like mistletoe because my mother used to hang it and she used to... giggle gleefully. She used to hang it in the little horrible chandelier that we had in the hallway of our house when people came into the house. And so that every guest that came in, all of our family members, oh, we all had to go under the mistletoe and kiss everybody.
Oh
and I didn't want to kiss everybody. I hate... In Europe, when you say hello to people, you don't really hug. You kiss. And sometimes you kiss on one cheek or you kiss on both cheeks. That's very European. I really hate that. And the reason why I hate that is because I used to have to kiss my great aunt Kathleen and my great uncle Harold and my granny and my gramps. And I really just didn't want to kiss all these old people under the friggin' mistletoe.
We'll
so I don't
Paula
like
Bloom
mistletoe.
Back and deal with that.
In college, for the record, I had a ball cap that I got at a truck stop that had Merry Christmas. And no, I actually fashioned with wire a hook that went out about 4 feet in front of me, and I attached mistletoe to it, and I would wear it to our... We had a Christmas mixer with a sorority,
and that is the difference between the North and the
South. You want me
to
tell you what the success rate on that hat was? Approximately zero.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
That's a shocker.
All right, ready? I got a couple more. This is appropriate mm-hmm. on so many levels.
Mm-hmm.
What is Holly's symbolic meaning to Christmas? Like the holly... Bush.
So many jokes.
What is the symbolic meaning?
Yeah. Well, why is holly associated the bush?
Because
it doesn't burn.
You're just reading the
thing. It fruits in the winter, like it blossoms in the winter so that it's, you know, fruitful and blossoms.
Feeds berries to the birds.
Bad try.
If there's more berries on holly, it means it's going to snow.
It's a winter
Sean,
berry.
Sean,
I don't have a clue.
The berries are symbolic of Christ's blood. And the thorny leaves suggest the thorns in his crown.
Oh.
Now, all of that should be more an Easter plant than a Christmas plant, since that's when all that happened.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's nitpicking?
Right.
Who was the villain of Hanukkah?
Who was the villain?
The villain, yes.
Who's it? Somebody who was like stealing oil? Or blowing
out candles?
The
ones who chased him. It was chased him. They destroyed the Jewish village, and they chased him into the temple. And it was, I could see him.
Do you really know this?
Yeah, and we learned this, yes, and I can see him. It's not Mordecai. Mordecai was the, that's Purim.
I can't think
I know.
Of,
oh.
Hamish, that's Purim.
I'm with you.
Just thinking of Christopher Guest is all. As soon as you say the word Purim, it's about the movie.
Home for Purim.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that a movie, Home for Purim?
Yeah,
no.
Oh,
it was the movie
no.
in,
it was
within.
A movie in,
oh,
but not Best in Show, called? But.
For your consideration.
Oh,
for your
yeah,
consideration.
Yeah, that's right. That's
another
right.
great.
I don't know. I can't remember. It's like Daniel or some Roman. It's a Roman.
No, it's Antiochus.
Atticus.
Atticus.
Atticus. We were just talking about Atticus the other day. What a great.
We?
Well, no,
spelled
the
totally
name.
Different, though.
Yeah.
Here.
Isn't that Roman?
A-T-I-O-C-H-U-S.
Oh, Antiochus.
Oh, is it Antiochus?
Yes, it's Antiochus.
Atticus would be a good name if you owned a master.
We liked, well, I liked it for a little boy, Atticus. But it's Antiochus, that's right.
What would you call Atticus Finch, that's something different.
Yeah. In what Broadway musical was the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas introduced?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
There she goes.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not going to say things.
From now on, your troubles.
Same key, I think. My favorite moment in Spinal Tap
it's
when they're at Elvis's gravesite and they're singing and somebody starts singing like and it's out of tune. He's like, no, it's the same key,
same
I think.
Key. Same key, I think.
So
I do believe that would be Miracle on 34th Street.
Incorrect, not yeah. a Broadway yeah, musical.
Okay,
was it?
Okay,
no. it was on the stage.
White Christmas.
No,
it was on the stage. Miracle on 43rd.
I don't think that was.
Only musical in the Book of Mormon, which is something totally different.
Meet Me in St. Louis.
Oh,
Judy Garland sang the song in the film version. Any more?
I'm out of Jewish questions.
What auspicious television event occurred in December of 1965 for the first time?
The Macy's Day Parade?
The Good Queen's guess, Speech.
No.
It's got to be a Christmas story.
No,
I love that movie. They play
American.
It all the time.
It's American.
It's got to be a Miracle on 34th Street.
No.
No. Wait, TV? Oh, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, Alex knew that. Sorry.
Sorry, babe. These are all very long questions. I'm not going to read any more of that.
I think that's been a great quiz.
I think that would be enough.
Everyone's a little more educated about their holiday stuff.
And I've been lighting the candles the wrong direction.
We have got a very... a great ending to this podcast.
Okay. We talked nothing about dogs. Again, keep your dogs away from chocolate and poinsettias.
This is about dogs.
Okay.
This will bring it back.
I have one thing real quick. Is that my entire life in the South, those flowers were referred to as poinsettias.
Poinsettias.
Yeah.
And the setia, etia, I've never heard it like that ever.
You know what?
Well, that's how we say it in Britain.
Funny. All right. I am going to read one more question.
Oh, okay.
Because check this out.
Poinsettia?
Who started the American tradition of poinsettia at Christmas? Dr. Joel Poinsett.
No, come on.
The first U.S. ambassador to Mexico brought the plant back in 1828. Mexicans had long revered poinsettia because it resembled the Star of Bethlehem. Obviously, they weren't calling it that. He called it that when he brought it, like, you know.
What so, is there a question in there?
Who started the American tradition of poinsettias? And it was Dr. Joel Poinsett.
Okay. But it's spelled P-O-I-N-S-E-T-T-I-A,
right.
Poinsettia.
Yeah, and in English, we never spell things and say them completely differently.
What did you say, poinsettia?
Poinsettia. That's
it's an easier way to say things.
Well, all to you, to everybody, have an amazing holiday wherever you are, whatever religion you are. We've had a great year with you. We're going to be very excited for the next year. We've got some great things happening, as we said a couple of weeks ago. And we all hope you have a very healthy, happy new year. Holly, you're amazing. I love doing this podcast with you. It makes me laugh. It makes me happy. And that's what we try and just do with this podcast.
Right.
You can't
take us too seriously.
Exactly. You just have a laugh. You find out a little bit about dogs and you just hang out with us.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate everybody and have a safe new year.
Alex has a special Christmas gift for us. She's going to read a poem called Christmas Dog by I think you would agree, Alex, you call him the freaky looking Shel Silverstein. Wonderful poet, a little bit of an odd-looking duck. All right, here you go, Alex.
Tonight's my first night as a watchdog, and here it is Christmas Eve. The children are sleeping all cozy upstairs while I'm guarding the stockings and tree. What's that now? Footsteps on the rooftop? Could it be a cat or a mouse? Who's this down the chimney? A thief with a beard? A big sack for robbing the house? I'm barking, I'm growling, I'm biting his butt. He howls, he jumps back in his sleigh. I scare his strange horses, they leap in the air. I frighten the whole bunch away. Now the house is all peaceful and quiet again. The stockings are safe as can be. Won't the kitties be glad when they wake up tomorrow and see how I've guarded the tree?
world all around. I hear the sweetness of a choir sound. A crazy rush on Christmas Eve, and all the children can't believe. When the bells start to chime, the Santa will be right on time. What a day, what a day, the magic is here. What a day, what a day, been waiting all year. What a day, what a day, it's Christmas in that old-fashioned way. Hey, look, some more surprises on the tree. And turn on a classic movie on TV. The favorite songs you love to sing, with Frank and Elvis, Nat and Bing. There's a knock at the door, the party's gonna swing some more. What a day, what a day, the magic is here. What a day, what a day, been waiting all year. What a day, what a day, it's Christmas in that old-fashioned way. And so let us drink to the memories in our hearts. We'll raise a glass to you near or far, wherever you are. With everyone we love so dear, let's celebrate this time of year. And the bells start to chime, a very merry Christmas time. What a day! On the fireplace and candles all aglow, we'll just keep on dancing underneath the mistletoe. What a day, 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 Christmas in that old-fashioned way.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.